So we're going to start this shit off right. Yeah. So in this episode, we covered so much. There was so much to cover, okay? We talked about another police shooting of an unarmed black man. What the fuck? Now, those are the type of stories we are tired of having to talk about. We so tired of it, okay? What the fuck? Okay? And then we also talked about the 4th of July weekend. I hope you guys had a good one. We talked about this and so much more. What is this woman talking about? Cheating is not her business, okay? What? Y'all, stay tuned. We about to get off into it.
Welcome to another episode of Conversations with Miss Marcy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Conversations with Miss Marcy. I am Miss Marcy. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. And thanks for stopping by. I hope you come back. And to my continued listeners and supporters, thank you for your continued supports. And to each and every one of you, you could be listening to any podcast, but you choose to listen to this one. So for that, I appreciate you. Y'all, it is thundering outside, okay? It has been raining like on and off all day. All day. Now, this is after the 4th of July weekend. Now, when I tell you the day before the 4th was gorgeous. I mean, I got this microphone by I'm right by the window. Oh my gosh. But I ain't afraid of the thunder. That's what I keep trying to tell myself. Shit. Y'all, it is bad. But we're gonna get through this though. We gonna get through it. But yeah, like I was saying, the day before the 4th was freaking gorgeous. And the day after the 4th actually was cool too, but it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't like the 3rd. I'm talking about, it was just straight sunshine. I mean, it was just all sunshine, no clouds in the sky. I don't know, it was just something about the beauty of that day. I'm acting like I ain't never seen a pretty day, but I don't know, you know how it is sometimes. I just kept looking outside like, damn, it's pretty. And then, you know, the fact that we're in the heart of the summer where it stays daylight longer. So it just made it all the better. But my friend, she live in Atlanta. She said they've been getting rain all week. Like, when it was even beautiful here, you know. I ain't gonna lie, sometimes my friends be living in other places, you know, places where it's known to always have sunshine and stuff. Because people be trying to clown Ohio's weather all the time. Like we don't never, you know what I mean? Like, all we get is snow and stuff like that. And it's like, well, cut it out. Like, it's like luck of the draw sometimes. Sometimes we get snow in the wintertime, but sometimes we don't, actually, you know. But, so when we be having our good weather, it'd be nice to rub it in their face a little bit. Like, yeah, it's nice here. Oh, y'all got rain down there? Oh, y'all. And hell, some of these places is getting snow. You know what I'm saying? Some places, I mean, not right now, but I'm saying in the wintertime, some places that don't normally get snow, hell, they be getting snow. So anyway, before I continue on, let's go ahead and get into this this episode's reflection, okay? So, here it is. You cannot make someone understand a message they are not ready to receive. Yep, that's true. That is true. That is real talk. You sure can. I mean, you know, people have to be in a place of reception, you know, where, because sometimes you could tell somebody something and if they're not in a place to receive it, they're not going to receive it. They're going to dismiss whatever you're saying, and they're just going to, you know what I'm saying, they're just going to not fucking get it, okay? So, anyway, Speaking of the 4th of July weekend, so I had a pretty good weekend. My holiday weekend consisted of, you know, of course, eating some good barbecue, okay? Some good ass barbecue, being around friends, family, swimming, and, you know, hell, basically what I said I wanted to do, you know? On my podcast before the 4th, I was like, I just really kind of want to eat some barbecue, go swimming, and stuff like that. And that's pretty much what I did. And I had a good time. I enjoyed myself. But you know what? I don't know. Like, I think, to me, it seemed like the energy was off this year for 4th of July weekend for a lot of people. I don't know. It just seemed like, and me and my cousin was talking about this. It's like, it just seemed like, ooh, y'all hear that? Ooh-wee. I'm trying not to be distracted by this thunder. Oh, this shit don't come through the window like, shh. I better make sure I tell the truth on everything I'm talking about on here for the damn lightning. Now, let me stop. But anyway, shit, I don't be lying. No way. What am I talking about? I keep sits real. Okay. Anyway, so me and my cousin was talking about this. So basically, like, to me, I just felt like a lot of people wasn't doing a whole lot this year. A lot of people. And one of my good girlfriends, we were talking about it too. She said that a lot of people that she knew said they wasn't doing anything, and I was like, yeah, I'm like, a lot of people that I talked to when asked, like, what you doing for the 4th, you got any plans, everybody was just like, nope. A lot of people had to work, and then, like, I don't know, but I mean, but the travel, they said, from according to the news, a lot of people were traveling. I don't know, but it just seemed like some people wasn't really, I don't know, into it this year. I don't know what that was about. Well, like I said, me and my cousin was talking about it, and she was like, shit, if everybody woke now, like, a lot of people woke, I think, because, excuse me, this is what I think. Now, don't get me wrong, like, and I understand people's, I understand what people are saying now in terms of, you know, shit, they're over, you know, it's been so much going on, they're over the fucking America right now, like, shit, who gives a fuck, you know. Now, I still, you know, like I said, I still enjoy myself or whatever, but, and I'm not knocking nobody who decided not to celebrate the 4th or whatever, because, I mean, you know, people have the right to their, you know, their beliefs and stuff or whatever. And so my cousin was just like, shit, ain't nobody on it no more. Ain't nobody really, especially black folks, because she was like, especially black folks, because she was like, shit, we woke now. And I think what it is Juneteenth, I think, because now more people understand and know what Juneteenth is about. Because truth be told, I didn't know about Juneteenth until about maybe about 7 years ago. I had no clue of what that was, but there was a there was like the Juneteenth festival here, and I went, and like I said, I really didn't know what Juneteenth was really about. And that just goes to show you that Juneteenth wasn't made a big deal of until now. And I think it's because so much has been going on, a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff that's been going on in terms of, you know, the whole just stuff going on, like, with, you know, between black folks and unarmed black men. I mean, I'm sorry, the cops and unarmed black men, just all this stuff that's just creating more awareness and making more black people want to become more aware and more woke, if you will, about a lot of stuff, a lot of social issues and everything. So I think, and then with Juneteenth being more you know, brought more to light, and then becoming a federal holiday, and the understanding of it, because it was the day when the last slaves were actually set free, because they didn't know that they were fucking free, the slaves over in Galveston, Texas, or whatever. So, you know, it's like, oh, okay, so this is what this is really about. Okay, well, hell, you know, we don't need to even really be celebrating the 4th. That's, you know, that's what, you know, my cousin was saying. But me and another friend was talking about it, and we were like, well, hell, if we really want to get technical and break it all down, I mean, we might want to stop celebrating a lot of these holidays that are very man-made, you know. Like, Christmas is one. See, some people don't want to give up that Christmas because people like to give gifts and receive gifts and stuff. But if you really do your research and you really look and you really, like I said, go back and do your research and look that stuff up. Christmas is not really, it's not about Christ. It's not. That's what we have been told, but that is not the truth. And the gift giving part, that was, I mean, all of that was made up. Like, for real, made up. So, like I said, if we really want to break it all the way down, shit, if we really knew the true meaning behind a lot of these holidays, we would actually stop celebrating a lot of them. Hell, I know, I ain't gonna lie, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. That's one of my favorite holidays, and I don't want to give up Thanksgiving, I ain't gonna lie. Because y'all know I'm a chick that loves to eat now. I ain't gonna lie now. I just like Thanksgiving because it embodies the essence. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It embodies the essence of what I like. You know, being around good food, family, and friends and stuff like that. And just having a good time. So, that's why Thanksgiving is really like my favorite holiday. One of my favorite holidays anyway. So, but yeah. So, like I said, it just seemed like, you know, people wasn't really on it. And then I caught myself trying to send out some happy 4th of July text. You know how people do Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. You know, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving and stuff like that. You know, I usually get those kind of texts too on those holidays. But on the 4th, I didn't get no damn happy 4th of July from nowhere, from nobody. But I caught myself trying to send them out, just trying to be festive and shit. Did nobody even respond? None of my friends responded. I said, that was about probably like 5 people. Because a part of me was like, do I want to send this out? Because I'm like, don't nobody really seem like they're in the mood to really celebrate the 4th. So I caught myself just trying to be festive. But I sent it to one of my friends. And I sent this saying happy 4th of July. And shit, she sent me a message back. And it had a meme, you know, it was a picture of the African lady with the, you know, the African colors and stuff. And the African wrap around her head and stuff. And it said, July 4th. With July 4th was X'd out. And then it said, Juneteenth, 1865. Because my ancestors weren't free until 1776. Yeah, and that's what... And I get it. And that's what me and my friend was talking about. You know, the thing is, it's like, yeah, that's when they got their independence. But hell, we were not free. We were not free. Us black folk were still, our lives didn't change. It didn't matter for us. We were still fucking slaves. We were still getting beat on and all this other shit. So I definitely can understand why, you know, us black folks would be like, who really cares about the 4th? You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, it's like, maybe we shouldn't make a big deal out of it no more. It's just, I think I'm just so used to celebrating because, you know, growing up, that's what we did, you know? Yeah, the 4th was one of the biggest holidays in the summer. You know, that was like, you know, you're barbecuing and everybody get together. You know, we used to pack them parks, boy, be at the parks and shit, have our music. You know, kids running around playing, drinking a whole bunch of juice and popping shit, playing all in the grass and stuff. Just having so much fun, you know. It was just, yeah. But now, you know, I don't know. It's just, like, I guess my one friend said it best. I guess some holidays are just not the same anymore, you know. So, yeah. But also, speaking of the 4th, okay, so... It's been a lot of crazy mess going on. You know, there was a shooting, okay? There was a shooting on the 4th, okay? On the 4th of damn July. You know, and it's just like I said, it's I don't even know what to say about this stuff no more, you know? So... I don't even know this dude's name, you know. Let me see. I think it was in Chicago. So basically, 6 people were killed and more than 24 others were wounded when a gunman used a high-powered rifle to fire from a rooftop on people attending the Highland Park 4th of July parade on Monday. Authorities continued to hunt Monday afternoon for the shooter, and now he's been caught since then, but I'm just reading it. It says they hunted on Monday for the shooter, and the offender still has not been apprehended so far. Christopher Covelli of the Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Lake County Major Crimes Task Force said it at a news conference hours after the shooting. The gunman used a high-powered rifle that's been recovered, Covelli said, and he fired from a rooftop. He was very discreet and very difficult to see. Oh my God. He called the crime very random, very intentional. It appeared that the gunman had used an unsecured ladder to climb to the rooftop. Child, you know. And so then, hold on. But I'm okay. So, but see, there was something else that happened too. Hold on, cause I'm shit. Okay. So there was I'm thinking there was another shooting. I see there's so much happening. I'm getting confused. One took place in Chicago, but then there was one. I'm trying to think. Was it the same one on the 4th? There was a shooting in Chicago, but is that the same one that was by the ice cream parlor or something like that? I don't know, I gotta look it up and see. But yeah, I mean, it's just like I said, it's just been too much of too much, you know what I mean? It's been too much of too much going on, and it's just like, and maybe that's another reason people really wasn't into it, you know what I mean? Okay, here you go. So basically, here it is. The suspect in Monday's mass shooting, like I said, he's been apprehended since then. But I'm going to read it to y'all. The suspect in Monday's mass shooting at a July 4th parade in Highland Park, Illinois, that left 7 dead and injured more than 24 has been charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. And I just saw this on the news, too, before I got on the microphone. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart announced during a news conference Tuesday evening, if Robert E. Cremo III, 21, is convicted, the charges could lead to a mandatory life sentence, Reinhart said. More charges are expected to come, Reinhart said, including attempted murder, aggravated discharge, and aggravated battery charges. These are just the first of many charges that will be filed against Mr. Cremo. I want to emphasize that, Reinhart said, adding... adding he anticipates dozens of more charges centering around each of the victims. This guy looks fucking crazy. White dude with dark hair, all these tattoos on his neck and on his face and stuff like that, you know. And it's just crazy. And here's the thing, so they took him into custody, okay? They didn't shoot him on sight. They didn't, you know, rough him up. They just took him into custody or whatever. Meanwhile, I think it was it last week or whatever? An unarmed black man was killed. Okay. Akron police released a heartbreaking, his name was Jalen. Okay. It says, hold on. So video was released on Sunday showing officers converging on, I think his name was Jalen Walker, on Walker's silver Buick at the end of a chase. Walker apparently exits the car in a ski mask, and police chief Stephen Milet said it appeared that Walker reached towards his waist during a foot chase and briefly turned toward officers. They opened fire. Milet said the medical examiner found about 60 wounds on Walker's body. Although the exact number of shots fired has not been determined, the chief said Walker died at the scene. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation is conducting the probe at the request of Akron Police. The 8 officers directly involved in the shooting have been placed on administrative leave. Okay. See, so basically what happened after that, the city issued a curfew Monday for downtown Akron from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. and canceled a fireworks display downtown as the investigation continued into the fatal shooting of a black man in a hail of bullets minutes after Akron police said he fled a traffic stop last week. Man, you know what I'm saying? So this white guy gets to go and shoot up 7 people and all this shit. And then this guy who, I mean, from what they're saying, he fled a traffic stop or whatever. And then looked like he was, oh, man. See, this is the type of stuff, it just pisses you off, you know? Let me see. I mean, I'm just like over it, for real. I mean, that's them running up to his car. So they found a gun or whatever in his car. And they, you know what they're going to try to do? They're going to try to do what they always try to do with black men. They're going to try to say, oh, they're going to try to find some shit in his past or some shit. Like, they're probably going through to see if he got any records of any domestic violence, any drug, selling drugs or some shit like that. You know, I'm going to have to look more into this topic for real, because I want to know. I don't know. So much stuff comes out. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it'd be so much to where some stories I don't even look into. I don't even check into, because I'll be like, it's so much. I think in a way, I guess I want to say that when it, I mean, I don't know, like some stuff when it's just so much in the news, it's almost like I kind of check out in my own way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really kind of just kind of tune it out, because, I mean, not that I don't want to know what's going on, but because I'd be like, man, it's just a lot. It's just a lot. And I'd be like, I don't even be wanting to process that shit. Like, this right here, I remember hearing about it, but I really just kind of tuned it out. But I was like, I definitely want to talk about it on this podcast, you know. I don't want to not acknowledge it, but I think I kind of just tuned it out, because all it does is it makes you mad, it's depressing, and you know it, and it seemed like it's something that will never fucking change and it will never fucking stop. And it's just like, you get to a place where it's just like, you know, after the whole George Floyd situation, like, that was the I think that had to be the biggest you know, controversial situation amongst an unarmed black man in the police for me since the whole Rodney King situation back in 1992, when those cops were literally could be seen on video beating Rodney King, but then they still got off. So, and I know that was a huge controversial situation back then. But this, was that 91 or 90? It was somewhere there. And I think, now don't get me wrong, we've had a lot of them since then. You know, with the whole Eric Garner. Castro? I can't think of his name, but he got shot by the police right in front of his girlfriend sitting in the car. That happened in, I think it was Minnesota, I believe. And then a whole lot more. The whole Trayvon Martin, y'all know what I'm saying. There's been a whole lot since then, but I'm just saying, all of them were controversial. All of them caused an uproar. But what I just think George Floyd was the that was the biggest, like, that was like one of the fucking big, and I'm not taking from none of the other ones, but I'm just saying, so this right here, it's like, and the reason why I mentioned George Floyd is because the reason I mentioned the George Floyd situation is because what I'm saying is, after that happened, because it was so big, because so much came from that, so much, you know, and that was during the pandemic. It was just so fucking crazy that, you know, it just is very just disheartening, and it's just fucked up to see that it's still happening. It's almost like, we're fighting and we're marching and we're looting and we're having peaceful protests and doing all this stuff in hopes of change and hoping that it'll stop and they'll, oh my gosh, all that damn lightning. Anyway, it's all this that we've gone through, and then to think about the fact that our, you know, ancestors in the 60s and the 50s and stuff, going through all of this, it's like we're still fighting the same fight. And then it just makes you be like, man, this shit ain't gonna ever fucking stop. And so And you know, I just hate to hear about it. You know, I just really do. It took 60. And I just get tired of it. It's like something needs to be done. Something needs to be done. There's no fucking way. And then how does this guy just get taken into custody? You know, like this guy just gets taken into custody. And this black guy didn't kill anybody. But yeah, it's just unfortunate. Hopefully those damn officers get fucking terminated, you know. Just too much, man. Just too much. So what else? It was something else I was gonna mention. Oh my gosh, did y'all see that the Rhode Island Senator Tierra Mack, this is what Tariq Nasheed posted. This Rhode Island Senator Tierra, first of all, let me say what happened. So she was twerking for votes, okay? Twerking for votes. So Tariq Nasheed posted, this is Rhode Island Senator Tierra Mack, who the white Democrats brag about being the first openly LGBTQ black person elected to the Rhode Island Senate. She is twerking for votes. Hey, Democrats, please don't give Cory Booker any ideas. look at this shit. That shit crazy. She is on here twerking, man. Another Twitter user said, damn, twerking upside down really makes the conservative unhinged internet accounts pop off on a Monday. Look at this shit. You know, people doing, you know what? All this week, I've been seeing so many crazy stories, and I'm seeing even more. I'm telling y'all, I can't sit on the internet like that. I just can't. That shit. And I really like to not be on there on the weekends. I go on there, you know, on the weekdays sometimes and just look at stuff, you know, while I'm, you know, while I'm just, you know, doing stuff or whatever. I just kind of look just for the hell of it for a few seconds. But I can't sit on there. I just can't do it. It's too much. Too much craziness. Now, I'm talking about, I seen the one video where the girl was throwing a fit over some dude named Walter. She's sitting in the car having a fucking damn near nervous breakdown. And I was wondering, like, is she doing this shit on purpose? I'm wondering if people doing stuff just to go viral. I mean, I ain't laughing if she really has some type of mental, you know what I'm saying? I'm not laughing at that at all. But I'm just saying, like, I was like, damn, are these people doing this shit just to be, you know, just to go viral? Because it's crazy. All these stories, it was another one I saw, and I was like, this cannot be real. Like, this cannot, like, this cannot be real. And this is one of those stories, like, this, she is really, like, twerking. And I said this a long time ago, when it comes to this whole black women and this twerking thing, it's like, what is up? But yet, it's all this protect black women. Black women are the most unprotected. And don't get me wrong. No, we don't deserve, you know what I'm saying? We don't deserve to be not protected and stuff like that. But I'm saying, like, on the one hand, and we calling ourselves queens, and people love to talk about being a queen. But everybody, not everybody, because, I mean, I don't be on there twerking or no shit like that. But I'm just saying, everybody ain't twerking, but I'm just saying, like, every time I turn around, like, when I do see a lot of black women on social media, you see them showing ass, and just like me and my friend, I saw this video from this Instagram, on this Instagram or whatever, on Instagram, I saw this video of this girl, this girl and her friend, I guess they was in Jamaica, they was doing some old fucking stupid ass video, and just her bikini, I could tell she had some work done or whatever, which I ain't knocking her for that. But she on this bikini, And just the way it was showing all this ass, you know, nowadays women, they're not covering their ass when they wear their swimsuits and stuff. They're really pretty much, the booty is out. It's just the bikini is like a thong, so it's just like the thong going straight through the ass. So my friend, she looked at the video. She was like, "Yeah, that's a lot of ass to have out." I was like, "Oh my gosh." Well, I'm just saying, like, you see a lot of that with women, and I'm not saying we should be disrespected or no way, but I'm just saying, like, we really, it's like we put ourselves in a position that we look over sexualized. We look, you know, we look like, oh, you know, we have to align ourselves with twerking and you know, just looking ratchet and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know. I don't know. That shit took it home for me. She is on here twerking her ass off. Okay. Twerking this shit. Hold on. It was another video. I was like, they got to be kidding me. They got to be kidding me. I'm trying to think, what was it? It was something I saw. And I was like, this is fucking crazy. Yeah. Well, we already know about the one with the McDonald's. We know about that one. Yeah, I thought that I was kind of wondering if they was acting too, if that was some little skit. And there, the other one. Yeah, here's the other one. So, stepmommy, it says stepmommy grandma is the queen of SBWs. The fact that she continued to some girl, what was it? Hold on, what was it? What the fuck was it? A girl caught her boyfriend in the bed with her mother, I believe. Hold on, here you go, hold on.
And this is what you do with my mom? Is you serious? I know you f***ing lying. And you just sitting there quiet. You ain't got to say, mom? Really? You ain't got to say.
Really? So you just...
No, I don't want to hear that. Yeah, I'm going to put it on Facebook. I want everybody to see the two d***es right here. What they doing in my f***ing bed. My bed.
I'm stealing your mother.
I don't care who you are. Obviously, you don't care that I'm your daughter, right? You don't care sleeping with my baby daddy. This my baby daddy. Because I be at work. I be at work. I be at work.
You don't treat him right. What you expect him to do?
You got a whole man and you talk about I don't treat you right?
Oh, girl, come on now.
And look at you. You just laying there in bed, ain't got shit to say, right? Get your up out my bed. Get the hell out of my house. You two mom, get your shit. And get the f*** out. I don't ever. You gon' get your. You gon' get your f*** by my bed. Get the f*** up. Get up. You get your f*** out. Call an Uber. Call the taxi. Call the train. Get on the f***ing bus. I don't give a f*** what you do. Get your f*** up out my bed. Get out my bed. No. Get your f*** up out my bed. Out my house. Get your f***
and run.
You talking about me carrying my hand, right? You don't even. Look at what you're doing. Really? Get s*** out. Bye. Take it over. Nice. Better yet, take the drawers off because the dog is mine. Take the socks off because I bought that too. Get your butt out. I don't give a f***.
Get the camera.
What? No. The camera's all in your face. Take my s*** off because I pay for it. Give me this shirt. I bought that. No, give me my s***. You too. Why are you stealing my bed though? Why are you stealing my bed? Give me my phone because I pay for this. That's my shit.
Are you recording shit?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Really? No, you say really to me, but look at what you're doing. Look at what you're doing.
Like this, you know what? This should have been kept between iron four walls. This ain't on social media, okay?
Oh, just like how you kept my shit in my room, in my bed, while I'm at work. What y'all do behind my back? What?
Did you get a room?
Did you? Do you ever? Do you ever, though? Do you ever? Why are you walking away?
Because
you don't walk
away. Let's go. She can have it. I ain't even
nigga. No. Y'all are, yeah, right. No. door. Bye. What are you trying to stay here for? We done. You done. You finished. You washed. Bye. Bye. No, leave my phone. This is mine. I pay for the bill. Give me my No. Give me my No. Get the out and leave my Take off that shirt. Take off them shorts. Take off them ties. Y'all was laying in my bed. What you mean you wasn't doing anything?
She said she wanted to sleep here, so I let her sleep in here.
You hear this lying ass, right? You hear these lies you want to tell? No. Lying. You think I'm boo-boo the fool in the...
What,
no.
Where
give
my,
me this...
Where my daughter? Where she?
Why you worry about her now when you was just in bed with her grandma?
Child, people are trifling as shit. And I'm just like, for real? See what I'm saying? Stuff like that, it makes me wonder, like, was that some fake shit? Did they do, but see, maybe that is real, because who, that could have been a girl acting like her mom, shit. You know what I mean? That could have been a woman acting like her, acting like she the mama, and he could have been acting like the boyfriend. And you don't never know with people. People are sick and disgusting and low down, and they'll do anything to go viral. Anything, okay? Anything. So yeah, stuff like that. I've just been seeing stuff all week where I'm like, man, people are sick. Mm-hmm. Girl finds baby daddy in bed with her mama. Mm-mm. Why would you even want to fuck after your mama? Or why would your mama want to fuck after you? You know what I'm saying? Like, that is just fucking disgusting. Disgusting. So yeah, you know, stuff is just been crazy. So I've been trying to keep my butt off of there. But speaking of stuff that I saw that was crazy. So I saw this other video where I guess this is just gonna be a podcast about crazy videos I don't think. So, because I wanted to talk about this, too, I saw another video where this woman was saying, honey, cheating is not her business. Okay. Cheating is not her business. She was saying that, well, first I'm going to let y'all hear it because I want to comment on that a little bit more. And I told myself I was going to, let y'all hear, and then I was gonna tell y'all what I think about what she was saying. Okay, so hold on. Where's it at, hoe? Oh, yeah. Speaking of, before I do that, let me talk about P Valley, baby. That's what made me think about it, because I was watching P Valley, honey. So I was kind of, you know, getting caught up on it. Remember my last podcast or whatever, I was telling y'all that it was back and I was unsure because I wasn't sure about that first episode. But I've been getting into it a little bit more, and actually it's good. The show was good. Me and my friend was talking about it. She was saying that they had some weirdness going on. Like in the one episode, I think it was episode 2, I believe. Where Mercedes fell off the pole and shit, okay? Mercedes fell off that pole and hurt her back. And so they had Diamond. You know, Diamond fine ass. What's his name? LePlay, some shit. LePlay. He got a baby on the way, too. By Miracle. Ain't that her name? I believe. Okay. Anyway. So, I be barely keeping up with certain shit. I ain't gonna lie. I be like... Some shit, I just be like, okay. But anyway, so Diamond fine ass on there acting like some fucking witch doctor and shit, doing some old making her back heal without touching her, and fucking Uncle Clifford gonna say, damn, Diamond can do that without touching her. Just think what that dick can do. But anyway, so he healed the back or whatever without touching her. It was just crazy, and her back was popping all up like she was, you know how they take the machine and shock somebody to bring them back to life when they die in a coating. And it's like he was doing that to her with her hands through her back. It was crazy. Now I will say, they got a little weird stuff like that going on. Then my friend was saying how she was talking about how the ghost was Mercedes ghost was talking to her while she was on the pole. That, I mean, they do have little weird moments like that, but I still think it's good. I'm actually kind of liking it so far. I think I'm on episode 3, I think, or whatever, or maybe 4. I don't know. But I'm on the episode where Mercedes done got that dude to sponsor her, honey, and she done went over to the house and had him and the wife. But what one thing I respect was Mercedes was like, "I'm your wife gonna know about this." Because I want your wife to know. You know, I thought that was good. That she, you know, handled it like that. And because she wasn't trying to be on no behind the back sneaking type shit. You know what I mean? Mercedes, I respect that. So, the wife and her met or whatever. And you know, I like the fact that she was still respecting the wife. And she didn't make the wife feel insecure. And make the wife feel like, yeah, bitch, I'm better than you. Because your husband want to be fucking on me. No. Mercedes is concerned. It's a fucking country. It's a fucking agreement. It's a business arrangement. Mercedes trying to get paid. Shit, her husband want to be sleeping with her. That ties into the whole open marriage type situation. And at the end of the day, you know, like I said, I like the fact, and it doesn't take from his wife, because I believe he loves his wife and all of that. I believe he loves his wife and everything, and I don't even think it's about him thinking Mercedes is better than his wife. I think it just boiled down to, you know, sometimes people, you know, when you married or whatever, you can still find attraction to other people, and like I said, it doesn't take from how he feel about his wife. I think he just think Mercedes is sexy, and he like the things that she can do on that pole and everything. So Mercedes is using the shit to her advantage. Like, well, fuck it, okay, you gonna sponsor me. And I think he offered her that anyway in season 1, but she wasn't with it. But now she's like more so with it, and she like, okay, well, if we gonna do this, your wife gonna be involved. Your wife gonna know about it. And I like that she did that. I do. And so, you know, he had her come over. They had a business meeting or whatever with his wife. And honey, the wife had the NDA, all the disclosures, all the fucking contractual papers that she needed to sign. And then, you know, he stepped away to go take a phone call. And I think he did it on purpose so they could give them a chance to talk. So Mercedes and the wife is talking. And the wife told her, she said, you know, this is my first time doing this, you know, and, you know, I can't even remember verbatim, but she was like, this is my first time doing this too. And so, you know, she had told, she asked Mercedes, like, you know, why did you need my permission? I mean, his other hoes didn't. She was basically saying she never met his other hoes. And Mercedes was like, I'm not a hoe. And then the wife was like, you're getting paid $10,000 a week and a condo to have sex with my husband. Isn't that correct? And then Mercedes was looking like, well, I guess if she put it like that, you know. So, you know, they got to talking, and she asked her, she said, you know, why did you need my permission? It ain't like you really needed it. You know, why did you want my permission? It ain't like you really needed it. And then Mercedes was like, she said, because of shit, a bitch got to have some type of integrity, you know. And then, so the wife was just like, well, what if I would have said no? And then Mercedes like, well, why? I would have respected your no, ho, you know. But at that point, they were kind of, I think they kind of broke the ice when they started talking, because Mercedes told her, like, listen, she was like, at some point in all of our lives as women, we done been somebody's hoe, for real, okay? Whether we knew we was or whether we didn't know, we all done been somebody's hoe at one point, okay? So, shit, she wasn't lying about that. But, yeah, so the wife was just, you know, she told her, like, shit, you know, I done did some things that I never thought I would do, you know, I never thought I would do. So she was just like, you know, at the end of the day, she's still basically trying to have some integrity about herself. And I like the fact that she was complimenting the wife on her art skills and stuff like that. So it was like she was, I like the fact that she started, she basically, she complimented the wife, and she basically let the wife know in her own way, like, look, I understand it's your husband, so this feel kind of weird to you, but at the end of the day, I really don't want your husband like that. I do want the money, and I'm willing to have sex with him to do so, but I want your permission. I want to do this in a respectful manner. I know this sounds crazy talking about some respect, but talking about fucking somebody's husband, but I'm just saying, like, it is what it is. I mean, you know, that evidently that woman knows her husband, you know what I'm saying? She like, well, fuck it, this is what he want. But I also like the fact that Mercedes didn't make that woman feel intimidated by her. And if the wife was trying to feel intimidated by her, Mercedes kind of let her know that she didn't have to be intimidated by her, and that this is not Mercedes. Ain't Mercedes let it be known for real that she ain't really, she ain't coming to try to take her husband. She just want the money. It's business, you know, honey. When they got done talking, that husband came back in there, and he was just so, because you know he's so impressed with Mercedes' moves. And I gotta say this too, this stripping is a fucking technique. Like, that is a whole damn, like, you, first of all, that pole ain't no joke. I done been to a pole dancing class, okay, and that pole is no joke. That pole will make you feel like you done did a whole full body workout. It's no joke. So when they get to getting up there climbing and swinging and dangling and shit, you gotta give, that's a whole skill. That's like a sport. That ain't nothing to sneeze at. That's real. Like, that is like a talent. And so he was impressed by Mercedes. You know, he was just like, so, you know, the wife was like, well, let me leave y'all to y'all's bed, you know. And then he like, hold on. But before you leave, you got to see the Mercedes experience. And the wife is like, I don't need to see the Mercedes experience that brings all the husbands to the yard. And then he told her like, no, you got to see this though. He's like, you know, do that move, Mercedes, when you got to do this, then your one leg be like, bam. Like, he was all into it. And so the wife was like, you don't have to do it. And then Mercedes was like, where can I plug this up? You know, her phone or with the music or whatever. And then she plugged that music up. Mercedes got the stripping and dancing, honey, sliding her all over that down, up and down that pole. And then she walked. And so the wife was sitting there like, damn. I mean, she couldn't even have. Here's the thing. You know, I mean, listen, evidently Mercedes can do tricks on it. Mercedes can do tricks that the wife maybe ain't doing. I ain't talking about it in bed. I'm just saying, you know, being able to get on that pole. The wife ain't no fucking stripper, so yeah. So the wife was even looking like, well, damn, look at this shit. She was mesmerized. She was mesmerized by Mercedes. So then next thing we know, Mercedes goes over to the husband and starts, you know, she sat on his lap, started taking him up out of his suit jacket and shit. Then next thing you know, they looked over to the left, and honey, it was the wife standing there butt ass naked, ready, like, shit, fuck it, if we all gonna do it, let's do it right. Oh my gosh. And they both looked at her like, Mercedes and the husband looked like, well, damn. Because, you know, Mercedes was all on him and stuff. And kind of like, you know, he was looking at Mercedes smiling and shit. And then they looked over, and then the wife was standing there butt naked. So they all end up in the bed together and shit. That shit was crazy. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I'm low key I think P Valley might be okay, because I was getting a little worried for a minute there, like, what? But yeah, it might be okay. But there's been some controversy too about the fucking sex scenes. Honey, they showing everything. I seen Uncle Clifford's dick. I seen another dude's dick on there, who one of the strippers was giving. She was about to give him some of that sloppy toppy or whatever. She was about to give him some head or whatever. And she whipped his dick out. And I was like, they really showing us that shit? Ooh-wee. Mm-mm-mm. So, we got to see what this is going to be about this season, child. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So this lady on here talking about cheating is not her problem, okay? Let me let y'all hear this shit, and I'm gonna come back and finish what I got to say about this mess. Let's get into the bullshit, okay?
That's not my business!
Bro, that sounds like it was, you're not taking accountability.
That's not my business!
So,
if he wants to cheat on his wife, why is that my business? He's not cheating on me! Bitches didn't feel like that was their business.
Man.
Why do I care if this man wanna cheat on his wife?
Man.
Why, Eli?
So will you be-
Hold on! Why, Eli? Why should I care if this man wanna cheat on his wife?
See, okay, my thing is this. Ooh! We. See, that's the type of shit that a side bitch will say just cause, so she don't have to take accountability for her part that she's playing in the whole fucking adultery, okay? What do you mean? I've, you know what? And I've heard a lot of women say this. I've heard women say that before. I mean, this is my life. I'm living my life. And that's her husband. That's not my problem. He didn't make vows to me, you know. What they say, he didn't make vows to me, you know, he made vows to her. And that is true. That is very, very true. But it takes two, okay? It takes two to cheat. It takes two. And I had another one of my girlfriends, you know, she was dealing with a married man. And I would say that to her all the time, like, bitch, you out here acting like a whole proud side hoe, okay? You know, yes, I did. I sure did. And this is one of my good friends, but she, you know, she didn't get offended like that, because we know sometimes you can be so close with somebody where you can express, you know, I mean, because you're not going to always agree with everything. We're not that kind of friend. We don't have that kind of friendship. We don't agree with everything each other do just because we're friends. We don't turn the head if I do some bullshit or if I say some bullshit, she don't have no problem holding me to task or, you know, holding my feet to the fire and vice versa. And you need friends like that. You don't need no yes men. You don't need nobody that's going to go along with everything you do and say just because y'all friends and just because they don't want to get you upset. Real friends should be able to be honest with one another, because you both know that you know it's not coming from a place of malicious intent. She knows damn well I'm not speaking to tear her down, and I know she's not speaking to tear me down. You know what I'm saying? When we out here on some bullshit, you know, you gotta have a camp or a circle around you that's gonna let you know without your ass getting offended or getting pissed off or feeling like somebody trying to judge you. Oh my gosh. See, and the truth be told, you can't be that real with everybody. You just cannot, because everybody not going to accept it. But it takes a lot of confidence and a lot of security within yourself to be able to handle a true, honest person for real. Like, because shit, the conversations that me and her done had, like I said, we tell each other when we wrong or we don't agree with everything each other do. And, you know, she'll let me know, like, nah, bitch, you was wrong for that. Like, if I tell her about something, and you know, we don't just sugarcoat shit. We don't candy coat shit just because we friends and just because we don't want the other one to get mad or nothing. No, it's not even like that. But anyway, so yeah, had this moment where she was dealing with this married man, and I would just be like, girl, I do not approve of this fucking relationship with this nigga. You know what I'm saying? This nigga wife at work all day and you running around town with him, you know, going to games and shit, and, you know, just basically painting the town red with this motherfucker. And, you know, he got a whole wife at home or at work rather. And I just didn't like it. But I appreciate being able to be honest with someone, because, like I said, you can't do that with everyone. Everybody's not going to receive it like that. People will get, you know, get upset and think you're trying to judge them and, oh, who you think you are, you know, oh, you know what I'm saying? Knowing they wrong, but, you know, it was wrong. Shit, I wasn't about to hold it back. I would have said it to anybody else. Why can't I say it to her? Anyway, so that was one of her main excuses, was, shit, I don't know his wife. I don't know his wife. Shit. You know, and I used to be like, that's not the point, though. That's not the point. And I used to tell her, like, you know, don't sit up here and talk about how men cheat. And, you know, they cheat because of, you know, actions like this. Women willing to cheat with them. Shit. But anyway. So, yes, I'm saying all that to say that, yes, I've heard that excuse. Oh, it's none of my business. That's on her. But, you know, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. You know what I mean? So, and I'm saying that to say, you could say that because you're not in that situation at that time. And like this girl in this video just said, shit, she was there before she got cheated on. And that's another thing. Some women do it out of hurt. Some women do it out of hurt. Some women, some women been married before themselves and their husband cheated. And then they felt like, oh, women didn't give a shit. Women didn't give a shit. And again, I'm not judging anybody. I'm just talking about the fact that I'm not taking away from the fact that this is an excuse that people use. Because at the end of the day, cheating is still a choice. It's a choice. Just like being monogamous is a choice. Cheating is a choice. So anyway, so, yeah, I mean, you know, That's the excuse that people like to use. Oh, yeah. I don't know his wife like that. You know, sometimes they do be knowing that wife. But anyway, yeah, I don't know her like that. It ain't my problem. I'm doing me. You know what I mean? I ain't making him do nothing he don't want to do. Or the biggest one is, well, if he happy with her, then why the hell he over here with me? Or if he happy with her, why is he kicking it with me? Why he can't stay out of my inbox? Why he can't leave me alone? You know, well, yeah, if you're going to allow him to, if you're going to entertain him, yeah. You know? So, yeah. But like I said, I think some people do it out of hurt. Because they've been married before, or whatever, or they was in a relationship with somebody and somebody cheated on them, and they felt like, you know, this is payback. Bitches didn't respect my marriage. Bitches didn't respect my relationship. So what? But it's just a cycle, you know. It's just hurt people. Because at the end of the day, when you truly, ooh, that lightning. Ooh, it's still lightning, y'all. When you truly, are in a place where you've healed from stuff like that or whatever, you truly, you know, just want a healthy relationship or marriage or whatever, like you don't want, yeah, man, you don't really want that shit come with chaos and drama, you know, messing with somebody's husband and shit. Nowadays, you better hope that bitch don't find your ass and beat the brakes off you or kill your ass, you know. But I know this type of stuff goes down, you know, and it'll probably never stop. I'm just saying, though. But to sit up there and say that's not your business, it is your business. Shit, it's gonna be your karma too. So you don't even know, you know what I'm saying? What if somebody's home is fucked up? What if you basically tear somebody's home up because the wife find out he cheating with you? Now she done divorced his ass and took the kids, and they going through a nasty ass, you know what I'm saying, divorce because of your ass. Because you wanted to help her husband, you know, commit adultery. But yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Mm-mm-mm. And speaking of mess and crazy shit, did y'all hear about the fight on that boat? See what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking. Now, I know they weren't doing this to go viral. This is just some shit that happened. I think it was Carnival. Was it Carnival cruise ship or whatever? Man, this was crazy to me. And I was like, like, they say it started from a damn orgy. Okay? A damn orgy. And let me say this real quick, too. Hold on. Let me talk. I got to mention this real quick. So Ray J got a big ass tattoo of Brandy, okay, his sister, on his leg or whatever. And, you know, people are talking about it. So let me speak my two cents about it. Okay, I don't have any tattoos, right? And I've been telling myself I was going to get some, but I didn't know, or one at least. But I heard when you get one, you want more. But I'm like, all this time, I can't think of nothing that I will want tattooed on me, you know, that's worth tattooing on me. And so when I saw Ray J, you know, tattoo Brandy, I said, oh, that I would do that. I would get a tattoo. But see, he only has one sibling. It's just him and Brandy. I thought about that, like, you know, dang, I would get a tattoo of my siblings. But I'm like, but then again, I don't have just one sibling. Like, I wouldn't want to get one and then the other ones may feel left out. Like, well, what? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't want to just do that. If I'm going to get someone's face tatted on me, and, you know, I would probably just get my mom's face or something like that, a picture of my mom, or, you know what I'm saying? Or hell, I might just get both parents on there, my mom and my dad's face. I don't know. But, you know, the location that he got her face is fucking weird. It was on his damn legs. it was on one of his legs. So I saw people in the comments saying, "Well, Princess be riding him or some shit. She gonna be on Brandy's face." I don't see anything wrong with him getting Brandy tattooed on him. I mean, and some people were saying, why not his wife or his kids, you know, which is a good point. I'm not sure why he chose to just get Brandy's. Maybe he's going to get the wife and kids. I don't know. But I really don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, like I said, I would do that too. I mean, people get their siblings' names tattooed on them, stuff like that. I would get my siblings, but I couldn't. I would put it like this. It's not a bad idea. I would do it if I only had one sibling, you see. I don't know. And I damn sure wouldn't be putting no tattoo of my siblings on my thigh or no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, not on my legs. No. So, I don't know. But yeah, anyway, let me get back to the story I was trying to get to. So, this damn cruise ship debacle and shit, crazy, just craziness. Hold on. This shit was crazy. And here you go. It was on the neighborhood. It says a 60-person brawl took place on a Carnival cruise ship that allegedly started over a threesome between passengers, man. People just so fucking nasty. Like, I mean, well, they ain't nasty because they wouldn't have a threesome, I guess. But why did 60 people end up getting in on this shit? Like, what the hell happened? So, yeah, it is a mess. It says, according to a witness, a massive brawl between dozens of people on board a cruise ship was caused allegedly by jealousy over a threesome between passengers. Teresa James claims that the fight started just before 2 a.m. on the ship's fifth floor where a dance and casino are located. She says it all started over allegations of cheating between passengers, in which an alleged threesome happened that upset the participants' significant others. The fight occurred on the ship last night on the ship's 8-day Caribbean cruise with stops in Dominicana, Turks and Caicos, and the Bahamas. Video footage shows a very chaotic scene between about 60 passengers punching and shoving one another. Although the initial argument was between two passengers, it spiraled out of control with more and more people piling in. The fight ended up moving around the ship, starting from the fifth floor to the first floor. All the while, the ship security guards attempted to break up the fight where they could. The Coast Guard had to escort the ship back to dock and the New York Police Department to open a probe. No arrests have been made. It's crazy. No arrests have been reported in the aftermath of the fight, and it's unclear which agency would lead the investigation since it happened on the ship. This is some trifling ass shit. Like, so basically somebody had a threesome, but somebody, one of the parties or all the parties in that threesome had somebody already. See, that's why I said people be so fucking trifling. Like, everybody just want to get their fuck on, man. People. So the fight moved around the ship. And I've been on a cruise, a few cruises actually, and I'm gonna tell you, when those ships be moving, you be moving all around. I just got this alert on my watch. A flash flood warning is in effect for this area until 5 a.m. This is a dangerous and life-threatening situation. Do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing an area subject to flooding or under an evacuation order. Oh my gosh. Ooh. Shit. So, yeah. Yeah, somebody was cheating, I guess, probably. Somebody, this shit crazy, man. It's crazy, man. But I haven't been on a cruise since probably 2018, actually. And you know, usually food be good, but I've been hearing bad reviews on that shit. I don't know why I just thought about the food, child. But yeah, so it's been a lot of crazy happenings, okay? And I'm sorry if I might have been all over the place. It was just, I was just like, okay, this is crazy shit, you know? So, little sidebar tidbit. Did y'all know that originally, y'all know, Can We Talk by, Tevin Campbell? Can we talk for a minute? Girl, I want to know your name. Anyway. So, Tevin Campbell, I was reading somewhere where it said Tevin Campbell actually, no, L.A. Reid wanted Usher to sing that song originally, but Babyface was like, nah, Tevin needs to sing this song. And, you know, obviously Babyface won, and obviously Babyface knew what the fuck he was talking about. Now, I like Usher, I love Usher, actually. But I'm glad Tevin Campbell sung that song, because that song couldn't, that song is just, yeah, that song is a classic. I remember the whole Can We Talk challenge was going on, and everybody was singing that shit. Can we talk for a minute? Yeah, so, yes, I dyed one of my wigs over the weekend, too. It came out pretty cool. I don't know. I'm still gonna wear it, honey. I'm still gonna rock it and roll it. And it's still, I'm gonna still make it look good. It ain't as bright as I wanted it to be, but it's still gonna do. It ain't black, because it was a black wig. And I'm just like, I don't know. I need it to be some color. That's my whole point of wearing wigs. I wear wigs. People be like, why are you wearing wigs? I wear wigs, though, you know, because for easy access, baby. Nah, but I wear wigs. I wear wigs because I get bored with my real hair, you know, because I'm not adding any color to my real hair and I'm not going to cut it. So I get a little bored with it. You know, it's long and everything, but and it can be a lot to deal with, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I just be doing wigs and stuff just for fun, you know, just for a variety of hairstyles and stuff like that. So yeah, that's why I do what I do. But anyway, so yeah. I saw real quick, I want to say this too. I saw where Method Man apologized to the ladies of Destiny's Child for some past rudeness that he displayed to the girls back in the day. He said that this was during a time where he actually had low self-esteem, and I want to comment on that, but let me let y'all hear this first, then I'm gonna comment on that.
Were you afraid to be a sex symbol?
Yeah.
The pressure?
No, it wasn't about pressure. It was more or less like, I've never asked a chick to be my girlfriend. Ever. There was always like some Rasputia shit.
Let me get to this shit. Yeah, because Method
Man. Worry about who gonna be at the hotel when I get back there and shit. That kind of
thing. Sorry, did you?
Man questions.
Huh? Did you?
No, not really. But
there have. Honey, I gotta get to it because I'm gonna go back and listen to the whole interview or whatever. But I ain't trying to have y'all hear the whole interview. That ain't the point, okay? That's like 11 minutes. Let me let y'all get to the part that want y'all to hear. Y'all see that dude go viral on for the YouTuber? He lit up some shit in his bedroom. He lit up some fireworks in his bedroom, and that shit almost caught his house on fire, man. I said, ooh, I would have been ready to kick my son's ass. This shit. Hold on, first of all, I'm sitting there, hold on. Oh, he's still on. Oh, Listen, I'm only laughing because he's okay and then the house didn't burn down. And I'm laughing because... Hold on. Shit. And I'm laughing. And I'm laughing because I know that feeling. I mean, I ain't never said no. I was like, it's just funny as fuck because he was scared. I know the feeling, meaning I done cooked some shit, right? Or I done did some shit dealing with some fire. And so, like, I don't maybe put some cooking grease in the pan or something. You know what I'm saying? Something and something caught on and it kind of, like, doused a little bit. Like, oh. And you be like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. But, you know, you hurry up and put it out before anything crazy happens. Before, you know, before it spread and all that. Or before anything catches on fire or whatever. But it's just funny because I just watching that video just from seeing his reaction. Like, oh my gosh, oh shit, boy, your heart be racing, boy. That is too funny. His mom's like, what the fuck did you do? I'm ready to kick my son's motherfucking ass. But what was I about? Damn, I think I gotta get back to Method Man. Okay. That was funny as fuck. Oh shit. So I know he didn't do that shit on purpose. That shit was a freak accident. He didn't do that shit to go viral. Why would you be like firing up some fireworks in your bedroom? Y'all gotta see that video. Oh shit. Okay, back to Method Man and what he was talking about. Hold on.
Oh, I had an episode with Beyonce, and this is me being miserable, okay? I had met them overseas with Jay. We were all over there. Well, I didn't meet them with Jay. Jay, Dame, all of us were over there. We were doing the MOBO Awards. That's like their Soul Train. Uh-huh. And the girls were there. Very nice. When it was still four of them, the original members. Very nice, very cordial, all that. And I always kept that in my head, like, these are some decent young ladies and shit. Fast forward, now it's three members, they got the two new girls, and we were at Janet Jackson's Icon. And I remember I just came off stage, and where we were sitting at, number VIPs, you know, we had NSYNC up here, Destiny Child right there, Tommy Lee was over here, Pink, and I see the girls. So, you know, I kind of moseyed out of my seat to go over and say what's up to them. Now, this is me still in my low self-esteem era. But I'm thinking, like, okay, comfort zone. I'm going to say what's up to the girls. I love them. I'm just going to say hi. I go over to say hi to them. And when I said hi, they didn't even turn around and acknowledge me. Now, my ass in my head with my low self-esteem is like, oh, they just shitted on me. When, in fact, they didn't even hear me. It was so loud in that motherfucker. And that's the excuse that I'm giving right now. They didn't even fucking hear me. That's what. Afterwards, Rockwilder, he was going to do the Bootylicious song for him. He comes over. He's talking to him. He's like, oh, y'all know Red and Meth? And they put their hands out to shake. And I kept my hand here and was like, go ahead with that Hollywood shit. To this day, that shit hurt my heart because neither Kelly, Beyonce, or Michelle ever did any fucking thing to me. You know? But me being so miserable and in that fucking moment, I felt like they wasn't treating me the way I should have been treated. Who am I to think that about these girls? They're here to promote themselves and break records and things of that nature. And it was not about me. It was about Janet fucking Jackson. You know? And to this day, man, like, I don't think I've ever apologized for that. I apologize to Beyonce. I apologize to Kelly Rowland and Michelle. Y'all did not deserve that at all.
And see, that take a real grown, mature man to, you know what I'm saying, to even acknowledge that. I respect the accountability and the acknowledgement that he took on his poor behavior. And I saw some of the comments were like, you know, damn, Method Man was fine, and Method Man too fine. He fine, and he was having self-esteem issues, and this is what I wanted to comment on. People be thinking that because people be, because Method Man is fine, I ain't gonna lie, and I enjoyed watching him on Power Playbook too. I enjoyed that whole series, period. I'll be ready when they come back. I really enjoyed watching that. It was so good. But anyway, so Method Man, he's a very attractive man, honey. You could dress Method Man up or dress him down, baby, and it don't even matter because he's still fine. He is so fucking handsome. Oh my gosh, he has the right build. You know, he's tall. He has the right size. He's not too big. He's not too small. Like, man, ooh wee. Okay, woo. Anyway, so yes, but somebody said, oh, he's so attractive, but he had low self-esteem. Yes, and I was just gonna say that, you know, there are some people, I've heard people say that some of the most attractive women, like the Halle Berrys and the Beyoncés and people like that, some of them, and some women like that, and I'm using them as an example, because I'm talking about women who, I'm not talking about where some people be like, oh, she's ugly, or some people be like, oh, she's pretty. No, I'm talking about a person who is, you know, is considered beautiful amongst the masses. Those type of women sometimes have been said to actually have the most insecurities and actually have the most, you know, issues. I mean, I ain't gonna say they got the most issues. That's not fair to say, because anybody can have issues. But what I'm saying is, in terms of, you know, just thinking that just because somebody is attractive that they don't have issues, or they don't suffer from low self-esteem sometimes, or they don't suffer from, you know, they don't have insecurities and shit. Because looks, I mean, at the end of the day, I know we live in a society where it's, you know, pretty privilege is a big thing, period, and that's just always been. But at the end of the day, attractive people sometimes they don't always get pretty privilege, meaning shit, sometimes they don't get treated right just because they're attractive. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes beautiful women still get the short end of the stick when it comes to dealing with men. You know, men don't not cheat on a woman just because she's beautiful. And like, just like the girl Dani Leigh, you know, real pretty, you know, yellow bone is what he wants, you know, messing with the baby or whatever, and look how the baby treated her. What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, men don't discriminate and treat women, you know, who are super pretty or whatever, they don't treat them great because they're really pretty. Shit, they get dogged like any other woman. So going back to the comment about Method Man, you know, regardless of what he looks like, see, people got to stop putting what people look like first, because regardless of what he looks like, that has nothing to do. We don't know what his upbringing was like, what his, you know, home like, you know, why did he have low self-esteem? We don't know that. That could have been shit, you know, could have been anything. We don't know. I mean, you know, we don't know what type of parents he had, but we definitely can see that whatever he was going through, he's definitely healed from it. You know, he's grown and matured a lot. But what I'm saying is that people shouldn't act surprised that somebody who's attractive, you know, can say that they had low self-esteem at one point. Shit, Jada Pinkett was one. I remember reading about her and hearing about her that, you know, when she was coming up in the industry, at one point she slept around, and she had a drinking problem. She was like getting fucked up. She was dealing with a lot of fucking trauma. You know, Jada Pinkett's father was a very abusive man. He was a very abusive, and her mother and father were actually on, you know, they were addicted to drugs and stuff like that. And Jada used to see her mother get beat on, you know, by her dad. And so, you know, Jada, you know, regardless, and y'all know Jada was known to be the honey. Jada was Jada, okay? Jada was like so freaking pretty. I mean, she's still a pretty woman, but I'm just saying, like, you know, back in the day though, it was Jada Pinkett and Nia Long, honey. Nobody could tell nobody nothing about them two gorgeous women. But yeah, so, but Jada, you know, talked a lot about how she had, you know, issues and stuff like that. But again, like, like I said, her home life. And I heard that her grandmother taught her how to masturbate and shit because she wanted her to know that she didn't have to depend on no man for pleasure all the time. Like, oh, what the fuck? The weirdness started out for her when she was a fucking child. My goodness. But anyway, so yeah, so yeah, just because somebody is attractive doesn't mean that they can coast through life. I mean, shit, you see how many pretty women still get beat on and, like I said, cheated on and all of that. Sometimes, hell, I believe that sometimes being like a person who's super attractive, like Method Man, just like y'all heard in that snippet where they was asking him, do you like being, you know, about being a sex symbol? He really was uncomfortable. I heard him on an interview with Angela Yee too, and he talked about actually being uncomfortable at first about being a sex symbol, you know? So yeah, just because people are attractive, that doesn't mean that they don't put their looks at the forefront a lot of times. Other people do. And sometimes being attractive is like a gift and a curse, and because it's like a gift because of pretty privilege, but it can be a curse because, like a celebrity, you don't want people being with you. Like, they don't know who's genuinely with them for them, you know, and that can be annoying after a while. Yeah, as a man, you get all the, you know, all the ass you want, and then some. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to really settling down with somebody and being with somebody, you know, you want somebody that's going to be with you for you, not because of what you look like. You want to be with somebody that is going to have your back, and somebody, it goes deeper than just looks. So it's kind of like I said, like a celebrity, where a lot of times celebrities don't know who's with them for their status or who's with them for their money, just to say, just the experience of saying, you know, they were with them. When you get to a place in life where you care about substance and you care about a meaningful relationship, you don't want nobody with you for those superficial ass reasons, just because you look good. And like I said, just like for women, you know, really pretty women, you don't want a man that's just with you because just to say he was with you, or just to say he, you know, just for him to be able to say he bagged you, or he, you know, he slept with you or whatever, you know. So yeah, but like I said, we don't know where his low self-esteem came from and why he had it, because yeah, he was, you know what I'm saying, regardless of him being attractive, like I said, we don't know what else he had going on in his life. So shit, his looks, and I know sometimes some fine ass men, their looks, they don't lead with their looks, is what I'm saying. His looks probably were not even primary to him. He probably didn't give a fuck about that. He can't help what he looked like. He can't help that he fine. You know, I knew a fine ass, I've known a lot of fine men, but, you know, I know some fine ass men, like I said, they don't even act like they think, they don't care about their looks. And I notice a lot of times those kind of men, actually, they don't mind dating women who are less attractive too. Yeah, they don't mind. I always say this too, the prettier the dude, the uglier the nigga, the prettier the bitch. So, an ugly dude, he's not gonna date no average looking girl. He's not gonna date no ugly girl. He has to date a really, really pretty girl. He has to date a pretty girl. And a really attractive dude, like, you know, quote unquote, I'm talking about somebody who was considered attractive by the masses. Those type of men tend to kind of, they're not as hung up on looks because they have look. And it goes back to what I said too before, when I was saying people like what they feel like they don't have. So a lot of times a person who don't think of themselves as that attractive, you know what I mean, they tend to focus more on dating someone who is very attractive and who has like all the perfect features and shit like that. But somebody who is you know, very attractive, they don't really focus on that because they have the looks. They don't care to focus on that. They care more about somebody that's gonna be solid. So yeah, but I guess I better get up out of here, child. It's getting later and I'm getting sleepy, okay? And y'all know when I start getting sleepy, I start talking all kind of shit. I don't be hearing what come out of my mouth. So let me get off here and let me call it a night. And
thank y'all so much for tuning in. I will catch you guys in the next podcast, okay? All right, y'all. Till next time, be easy. Peace.
All right, guys, that's it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to like and subscribe and follow me on social media. All right, take care.